All right, it's 3:46. We're going to go ahead and reconvene this meeting. Bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of approximately a 5-year lease between the Story County and the Nevada State Department of Public Safety, also known as NHP, for use of existing office space of approximately 400 square feet in future Sheriff's Office substation area, as provided for by the Sheriff, for an amount of $0, but with certain cost reimbursements, located at the Story County Government Complex at 1705 Peru Drive, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. And also Brian Brown is on the meeting as well from the DA's office. He was involved in helping put this contract together. So I'm happy if he interjects at any time. We have a contract here between Story County and the Nevada Highway Patrol. This would be to lease office space out of Tri-Station 75 or the McCarran Center to the NHP to use for offices and what they do. It's a 5-year lease that we're proposing, and it's to occupy existing office space until the sheriff's substation is complete. And at that point, the NHP would then work with the sheriff to co-occupy the substation area that they have prepared and put together. The terms of the agreement, 5 years, it's for zero cost, no dollars. They don't pay any general utilities, but the NHP would pay for phone and data, broadband and utilities that would be specific to their needs like that. The NHP also will provide janitorial services at the building once a week under this contract and pay for that. There's a couple corrections I would like to make. On page 1-8, line items down under the witness, it's not the Sherry's substation, but the Sheriff's substation. And then on page 1 for July 1, 2023, it should be July 1, 2024, and June 30, 2029, the end of the contract. That date had been left in there as if we've been working with the agency for some time on getting this draft prepared. We have two more motion for you to take a look at. And I see Brian's on there. If Mr. Brown would like to mention anything else that I have missed. And thank you, Attorney Brown, for helping out with this contract.
Thank you, Austin. Brian Brown, for the record. I don't have anything additional to add for the commissioners, but be happy to answer any questions that they may have.
Thank you, Brian. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments, sir?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. All right. Thank you, Jim. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve an approximately 5-year lease between Story County and the Nevada State Department of Public Safety, or the Nevada Highway Patrol, for use of existing office space of approximately 400 square feet and future Sheriff's Office substation area as provided for by the Sheriff, for an amount of $0, but with certain cost reimbursements, located at the Story County Government Complex at 1705 Peru Drive, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, to include the corrections as mentioned by the county manager on the record.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Austin.
Welcome.
All right, and now we're going to revisit item number 7, which are committee and staff reports. We're going to kick things off with the Sheriff's Office.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Sheriff.
Oh, good deal. Just a real quick thing, Sheriff Cullen, for the record. Once again, I just wanted to let everybody know how much I appreciate the other departments in the county for working with the Sheriff's Office where we overlap. Yesterday, I called Public Works. I called Jason to get a little bit of help in our backyard here, and he was here first thing this morning. And I can't tell you how much I just appreciate the partnerships and everything we've done so far in the last year and a half since I've been here working with the other departments. And that includes the commissioners also. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and move right along to the Fire Protection District.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just a couple of updates. I've got really high concerns. We're going to move into quite a busy fire season. We've already sent out 4 engines, and just moments ago, we just sent out a tender to Schurz on a fire. So right now, we do have 1 Type 3 engine sitting in Southern California and a water tender headed to Schurz. So I think it's going to be a busy year. This is early for us to start getting all these resource requests. But with our additional staff, we're able to do this and still keep our community covered. Other than that, I just wanted to touch on some ambulance subscriptions. We've had several concerned people call. They hadn't received their renewals. So I just want to let everyone know the renewals are in the mail. And those that need to renew in July, it's actually the end of July, not at the first part of July. So they are still covered and the forms are on their way. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Good to go. Thank you.
All right. Let's move right along to Public Works.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. Just a couple quick updates. Last Town projects full steam ahead. 2024 road rehabs full steam ahead. Summit Street was finished paved last week. Justice Court, we just finished paving with RMAC construction on, I believe it was Tuesday. And they finished Lockwood Tower Road turnaround paving yesterday. And you guys should be happy to know, I'm sure Jesse wanted to tell you guys, but I'll let you know now that the pool is officially open as of yesterday. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions.
Mr. Chairman?
No, good work. Thank you.
All right. Jason, just want to throw a special thanks out to you, Jeff, and Tyler for working as hard as you guys have been to get that pool open. I know the warm temperatures have probably been applying some pressure to you guys, but truly appreciate your efforts. And also everybody over at Public Works, the office staff, and the guys out in the field. Again, thank you for getting that open. I know the residents are very much appreciated.
Jesse was a big part of that whole gig also on getting that pool open and running when we did. So I'll pass that along to her as well.
Yes, thank you. She was included in the office staff portion, but I will definitely call Jesse out as well. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. How about Operations Projects Coordinator Mike Northern?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I want to report was all bids are received now for the Lockwood Senior Center, and they're being evaluated, and the board will be given a staff report for the July 2nd meeting for your consideration. And that's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, good to go. Thank you.
Okay. I believe Laura Mather is not with us today, so I'm going to skip over her. Moving right along to the administrative officer, Honey Coughlin.
Good afternoon, Honey Coughlin, administrative officer for the record. I was privileged to attend the Government Finance Officers Association conference with Jennifer McCain last week. And it was a really good time to network with other counties and cities and entities. And it showed me a couple of things. One, that we are pretty spot on with how we're working through our strategic plan, our capital improvement plan, and our policies. And it was good to hear the other even larger counties that they struggle with the same issues we do with just continuing to move forward with certain plans and projects, but then trying to find that balance of how to work with what we need to have as a county and then what our residents need to see as well. So that was a really great conference. And I know in the future that Comptroller McCain and I will be bringing some things to the table that we learned from that conference. And that is all I have for you right now.
Wonderful. Thank you for that update, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Honey?
I do not. And thank you, Honey.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, good to go. Thanks.
All right. Moving right along to the planning department, Kathy Canfield.
I have nothing more today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. About emergency management.
Morning, Commissioners. Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management, for the record. All I have is a reminder that next Thursday, the 27th at 6 p.m. at the Highlands Community Center, we'll be having a public safety town hall with the sheriff, the fire chief, and myself going over evacuations, crime, and wildfire for the upcoming summer season. That is all I have.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
No, thank you.
All right. Moving right along to the VCTC.
Hi, everyone. Leah Cruz, Assistant Tourism Director, for the record. Todd's out walking the boardwalk real quick, so I thought I'd jump in. Just remind everyone that we are in the major preparations for 4th of July. So if you'd like to be in the parade, please let our office know as soon as possible. Rebecca's handling the parade signups and all that. Once again, it's always the biggest parade of the year, so be prepared for a long one. And then you have to drink every time you see a Corvette. So, and we'll also have the free concert and the fireworks, same as every year. But if anyone has any questions or would like to get involved in any way, please just let our office know.
Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Leah?
No questions. Thanks, Leah.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good to go. Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to the Comptroller's Office.
Good afternoon again. Jennifer McCain for the record. I just want to reiterate what Honey said with GFOA last week. It was a long way to travel and it was a lot of information to process, but we did come away with some great ideas that I think are going to help move our county forward with the future that we have in store for us. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer at this time?
I do not. Thanks, Jennifer.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Good to go. Thank you.
All right. How about the Assessor's Office? I'm not sure if I saw Jana with us today. All right. How about the Recorder's Office?
Nothing to report today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Drew. You guys hanging in without any candy today?
We'll survive. Thank you.
All right. Just checking. IT Department, James Steen. All right. How about human resources?
Nothing today to report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Brandy. Community Development, Director Pete Renaud.
Hello, commissioners. Sorry, I was going to say good morning, but it's afternoon. Nothing really, Pete Renaud for the record, nothing much to report, except I'd like to just pass on to you that with the Delta project going on, there's been a lot of good input from the folks on C Street and just in general with the residents. And they'd like to thank you guys. I've heard quite a bit. So passing that on for you.
Wonderful. Great news, Pete. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And you're the only one that's in the afternoon time. So kudos to you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Pete?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. How about the Senior Center, Stacy? Actually, I don't think I saw her on here today. So we'll move right along. The DA's office.
Nothing to report today. I apologize. I was having a computer issue getting off Zoom there, Commissioner. But no, nothing to report today.
No problem. You're still with us.
Yeah,
how about the county manager's office?
As you're aware and posted, there's a series of town halls coming, some of them for the master plan. The next one will be Thursday, July 11 at 6:15 at the Virginia City Senior Center. The rest of them will be posted here shortly with a list across all of the county communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Nothing more today, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. All right. If there is anybody who I forgot to call on for staff reports, now is your time. Please raise your hand or speak up. I see no hands raised. That means we got everybody covered. Thank you for those reports, everybody. Appreciate it. We're going to move right along to item number 22. This is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Does anybody in the courtroom or on Zoom have any public comment today?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Hugh Gallagher for the record. The last three special revenue funds that you have approved appears to be a transfer dump from the general fund. General funds transfers in 2023 were about $4.6 million, 2024, $11.7 million, and in 2025, $24 million. As a stakeholder, I am reminded that in February 1st of 2000, Chuck Haynes signed the Tahoe Regional Industrial Park Developer Agreement. Along with Commissioner Bum Hess, it was their understanding that should TRI become successful, the taxpayers of Story County would receive some tax relief. Well, through the efforts of Roger Norman and Commissioner Gilman, TRI has been a huge success. Those two hit it right out of the ballpark. We had made an attempt some 6 years ago when I was your comptroller, but the proposal for a tax rate reduction was not voted on by the county. So my questions are, we have a strategic plan. We have a capital projects plan. We have these three new special revenues. When do the stakeholders of Story County get a plan? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment today? All right, not seeing any. I am going to move on to item number 23, which is correspondence. No action will be taken. There is some correspondence from David Fraley we're all aware of. Austin, is there anything else we need to be aware of?
I don't believe so, Mr. Chairman. We're good to go.
Wonderful. On to item number 24. This is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 4:05 p.m. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll see you all at the beginning of July. Meeting is adjourned.